Good morning, and welcome to SECURE Energy's annual meeting of shareholders. I'll now turn it over to SECURE's Chairman of the Board, President, and Chief Executive Officer, Rene Amirault. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the annual meeting of the shareholders of SECURE Energy. My name is Rene Amirault, and I will act as chair for today's meeting. Before I start, though, the meeting I want all shareholders to know about is our joint information circular regarding the Tervita merger is expected to be mailed in mid-May. Tervita and SECURE have set a date of June 15th to vote on the proposed transaction. I'd like to welcome all shareholders and guests joining us via live conference call today. As the COVID-19 pandemic has prevented us from our usual in-person meeting format, we thank our shareholders for submitting their votes via proxy in advance of the meeting. This format still allows shareholders and guests to submit questions, which we will address at the end of the formal portion of the meeting. In order to efficiently cover the required business of this meeting, we have prearranged with certain shareholders to move and to second some of the motions of business. The meeting will now come to order. With the consent of the meeting, I will ask Michael Callahoo to act as secretary and Gail Hibbs of Odyssey Trust Company to act as scrutineer. The scrutineer has advised me that the required quorum is present, and accordingly, I now declare that the meeting has been regularly called and is properly constituted for the transaction of business. Our first item of business relates to the audited financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2020. These financial statements have previously been provided to shareholders, and I will dispense with the reading of the statements and the audit report. I would be pleased to receive any questions relating to the financial statements at the conclusion of the meeting. We will now proceed with the election of directors. The directors have determined that the board shall consist of 8 members to be voted on individually. I now declare the meeting open for nominations.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Rene Amirault, Marion Burnett, Brad Monroe, Kevin Nugent, Sean Patterson, Daniel Stanky, Rick Weiss, and Deanna Zumwalt for election as directors of SECURE to hold office for the ensuing year.
As no additional nominations were received in accordance with the advance notice provisions of SECURE's bylaws, no additional nominees for election to SECURE Board of Directors will be considered at this meeting. May I have a motion to elect those nominated as directors of SECURE?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the 8 individuals nominated be elected as directors of SECURE.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
If you would like to vote on this matter, please dial star 1 on your telephone now. The conference will be placed on hold while we tabulate any votes received.
I'm advised by the scrutineer that the result of the vote is that each of Rene Amirault, Marion Burnett, Brad Monroe, Kevin Nugent, Sean Patterson, Dan Stanky, Rick Wise, and Deanna Zumwalt have been duly elected as a director of SECURE. Our next item of business is the appointment of auditors, and I would ask for a motion on this matter.
Mr. Chairman, I move that KPMG LLP Chartered Accountants be appointed auditors of SECURE to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders at such remuneration as may be fixed by the directors.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
If you'd like to vote on this matter, please dial star 1 on your telephone now. The conference will be placed on hold while you tabulate any votes received.
I'm advised by the scrutineer that the result of the vote is that KPMG LLP has been duly appointed as the auditors of SECURE to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders as such remuneration as may be fixed by the directors. If you are interested in the details of the voting for the directors, that information will be contained in a press release we will issue following market close today. In addition, all details of matters voted on today will be filed on SEDAR following this meeting. As there is no further formal business to be brought before the meeting, may I please have a motion to terminate the formal portion of the meeting?
I move that the meeting terminate.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Opposed, if any? Carried. There being no opposition, I declare the meeting terminated. I also want all shareholders to know that you can find our latest IR presentation on our website. We will now move on to any questions with respect to our formal proceedings. If you have a question, please touch star 1 on your telephone. We've been advised by the operator that no questions have been received. If there are no further questions, then I would like to thank each and everyone at the Secure team for their hard work and dedication to make Secure a better company. Thanks, and stay safe. Goodbye.
This now concludes the meeting. Thank you for joining us today for Secure Energy's annual meeting of shareholders. Have a wonderful day.